It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoe Shine.
With Sandra Thomas.
Listen up.
Welcome to Comedy Shoe Shine, episode 178. How's it going, Sam?
Really hot.
Yeah. It's a dry heat, though.
Yeah. We should be glad. We should be enjoying it.
Yeah,
back
well,
in summer,
I...
fuck.
Yeah, yeah. It's full on... I don't know if people know this. It's full on summer now, like in the middle. Mm-hmm. We're in the peak of summer in May.
Yeah.
I guess. Comes earlier every year. Summer in California is from late April to October.
Yeah. Yeah, there's really, there's a fine 3-month window of enjoyable life on planet Earth. It's just like late October, early November to like February. Because March, I just sneeze my face off in all of April and most of May. Can't win.
It's this allergy capital of the world here.
God, I died. This now we have the softball and baseball. I have to be out there dying and getting greatest farmer's tan of all time.
Yeah. Oh, man. But it's okay because you have a pool to play in which to play Tippin as God intended. Yeah. So.
I really do wonder if anyone else plays that.
Yeah.
And if they have any better rules that we could adopt.
Mm. Yeah, everybody tinkering. Share your tip-in rules. Everybody write in. We'll find the best tip-in variant. And because we want to make sure that everybody's playing their best tip-in. Like, that's mission statement of the podcast.
Yeah. We keep adjusting it, just trying different things out to see. Because
well, it's small adjustments. I mean, the core of the game is pretty... Seven.
Yeah, that's true. You got to make shots and you got to tip it. You do those things, you got
to
shot.
Yeah, I came here to make shots and tip in shots, and I'm all out again.
I mean, yeah, I know everybody has Tippin's clutch and the Tippin's bounty for the win. That we do. It does spare us those details because we know that's again.
I can't remember if we explained the rules, but anyway, the point is, it's a mini basketball game where one person shoots free throws. And if they make a free throw, they score a point. But if they miss and you can jump and tip it in, like, while in the air, then you get the ball. You get a point and you get the ball back to start shooting yourself. And you play to 21, I think, win by two. And, you know, that's the core of the game. And we have a full poolside, or not poolside, but in the, like poolside hoop. And then you shoot while in the water. It's really fun.
Yeah.
And anyway, we did it for like 5 minutes yesterday and my whole body died and I had to sleep in a like iron lung.
Iron maiden.
Yeah. For like 12 hours. I was so exhausted from playing two games. But anyway, it's the best. So write in with your favorite Tippin rules. But I have some stuff. You know how I think I may have solved a great conundrum. Oh. I think what is a pretty good hypothesis for one of the great conundrums of our time, which is, of course, why is it that so often you're in a fast food drive-through line and it just takes for fucking ever? Like somebody, a car will just be there. And as we've covered many times on the show, we take on the problems of our age, the problems of our era. And that's one of them, of course.
That's
scientists,
one of my biggest problems.
Philosophers.
Not even a
sociologist study it.
You're probably joking, but that is one of my biggest problems.
And the conundrum is this. What are they doing? Because we just order a thing and then we sit there and whatever. And it's, the obvious answer is, it takes them a while to make it, but I'm not buying that. Because half the time you get up there, they're already done with yours and they just hand out a bunch. Like something is taking a while. Here's what happened to me. Lydia was, I dropped Lydia off to do some shopping. We were doing some shopping for some stuff. And then Phoebe fell asleep. So I was like, oh, okay, I'll just keep her in the car and I'll go get us some lunch. So I went to In-N-Out. And what happened was I just instinctively, I'm several months old in terms of my memory of what Lydia wants at In-N-Out. I could be 6 months old. I was out of date. I hadn't updated because she had all the dietary restrictions of pregnancy. And then she had the dietary restrictions of, whatever Phoebe was doing. And I misremembered thinking that she couldn't have a bun, or fries. So I ordered her a protein style thing, I guess what had happened is early on when Phoebe had the allergy, she had to stop eating any soy anything. And so that's why she couldn't have the bun and the fries or something. I don't know. Something like that. So I texted her looking for hey, what do you want? And I didn't hear back. And, when the when the bell tolls ordering in the In-N-Out drive-thru line, you got to order. It's not like you'd be like, hey, wait for a while.
Yeah.
So I just order a protein style. That's without the bun. Protein style burger. And then I finally hear back. No, I can have the bun and fries and, whatever. And so I was like, oh, shit, I messed that up. So then at the first, so In-N-Out is a solid two-window system, as everyone should know. Yeah. There's the payment window. There's a lot of fast food establishments that have the two-window system and don't use it for some reason. I don't know why that is, but that seems to be a thing out here. But anyway, I get to the payment window and I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm ruining the whole planet right now because I ordered the wrong thing and I need to change my order to, have a bun and some fries, which I thought wouldn't be that big of a change. It's actually more of a pain in the ass to make the lettuce wrap. But I guess, if they've already done it, then they probably have to redo it. And that's when I realized, what if our whole lives, assholes are just ordering the wrong thing? This is literally the first time I've ever, in my 32 years, let's see, I'm 31, I think, plus how long have I been doing it? In my 13-ish years of ordering fast food for myself.
The day you turned 18, you went to order yourself fast food.
That's what everybody does when they turn 18. I never have I ordered something, maybe I'll change my mind. Maybe I'll get something else, except for maybe a drink, but that doesn't count. Whatever. Drink doesn't count.
That's not possible to have happen.
Yeah, no, because you fucking want. But now I'm thinking maybe that's because we're just superior in that way. We would never, if we order the wrong thing, that's on us. We get the wrong fucking thing. Whatever. I'm sticking to, if I order something and I think, maybe I should have gotten something. No, fuck it. You already ordered.
We'll go down with that shit.
Yeah, what's the worst that can happen? You have certain fast food and not other fast food? That's the worst case scenario.
Yeah, I've done it hundreds of times where I go, oh, I should have ordered that. And I go, oh, well, I just ordered McDonald's, so it's fine. Yeah. Just remember that I get to eat any McDonald's.
But now I'm thinking maybe what's happening is so many people are just like, I don't know what I want. They order something, and then they get to the window and are like, sorry, could I change that to a blah, 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 blah. I bet you that's fucking happening.
I'm sure.
It was the perfect crime because no one in that line knows why there's such a delay. Because it did end up being, 3 minutes of agony for me. I was just like, oh, my fucking God, I'm holding up the line.
And everybody else in the line.
They were all ready to go. Yeah, but the beauty of it was they don't know what happened. So they probably think, oh, this fucking In-N-Out is slow. But it's the great injustice of our time because I almost wanted to get out and be like, guys, this isn't their fault. This was me. I did it. I want to hold up a sign out of the window and be like, I messed up. The reason you're waiting is me. I felt such intense guilt because I ruined their system. And meanwhile, of course, it's In-N-Out. They pay their workers $16 an hour. They're all like, oh, yeah, no problem. Doesn't matter. It's fine. I'm like, no, you don't understand.
Yeah.
You
were like, so how long is my ban? When can I come back?
Yeah. How can I make this right? You don't get it. I've ruined the sanctity of the ordering system. Do I have to give you my child? Do I have to, what do we do here? How do I? Yeah, no, but I bet you that's happening all the time. I bet you that's what it is. And In-N-Out is the most equipped to handle something like that because they're a finely tuned machine. But I bet if you do that crap at Taco Bell or at one of those other places, it takes like 10 minutes. And that's why you're sitting there for hours. That's my hypothesis on that.
Yeah, I never really thought of that. I thought it was more people order stuff that's weird. You know, they're like, oh, I want no pickles on this. No, for some reason, that takes a little bit longer for them to make, you know. I don't know. Could be wrong.
But at the very least, this is something that I wouldn't have ever thought of. Like, I wouldn't have even considered that you would change your order. It's the first and only time I'm ever doing it. I messed up someone else's order. If it was me, I would have eaten whatever it was. If I accidentally ordered a shoe in a lettuce wrap, I would have stuck with it because I did that, and I can't take up the time of other people's In-N-Out time.
Yeah, and it would be a fresh shoe because they use.
Yeah, it would be delicious.
Yeah,
sure, it would be. If it's on the In-N-Out menu, it's good. So
that's funny. I just had at lunch. I just realized something happened to me that's almost worth mentioning. I got to the McDonald's and there was 1,000 people like all the way on the street. And so I was like, okay, I guess I'll go in there, which I never do.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, my good friend that I see every few days that works there.
What's going on with your friendship status? I think
just
that?
A solid lifelong friendship. Nothing really to say. It's just very, dependable, reliable.
I might have thought, you weren't reporting because, you know, she got a different job but you weren't reporting that because it's just a typical solid lifetime of friendship that from a McDonald's worker that you,
it's perfect. I was thinking about how perfect it is because she's just really cool, always like asked me, you know, oh, what's going on with the kids, because I'll bring the kids through and she she like pretends like she cares about whatever.
Yeah, she's not earning tips. I don't
know.
So
if I
that's
order something
you know.
Different, she'll be like, oh, you're not getting your usual this today or whatever. And
that's how it's a real friendship is she's
she's
not doing it for the money.
What I was going to say is I've gone in there maybe, I don't know, 2 or 3 times in the 5 years that I've gone there, and she has never been working when I've gone in there, so I've never actually revealed my full body. I'm upright walking human body into the place.
Oh, man.
So I was wondering what it would be like for her. Because, you know, in the car, you can kind of see in there more. You could see what they look like more. They're like walking around kind of.
I don't know. Does the car add 20 pounds or take away 20 pounds? I feel like you're better off standing up.
Yeah, I think so. That's what I thought when I was walking in. I was like, I'm going to look better than sitting in my car right now.
It's pretty hard to not look like a fucking schlub when you're sitting ordering McDonald's from a car.
Yeah, especially my car. My car sucks.
Yeah.
Or our car, our Hyundai's. So I went in there and she took my order. But it was weird because it was awkward.
Was it breathtaking moment of like the room fell silent as you? Oh, okay.
No, it was like, we were both uncomfortable, I think, with the whole situation.
The car has been part of your relationship from the beginning.
Well, it's like I'm what's that thing? The half horse, half man.
Centaur.
It's like I'm a centaur. And she just accepted me as like a part car, part human being, all as one, because that's all she ever has seen. And then when it'd just be like if the top of a centaur came off and you, that's the best.
What if you saw a centaur but with human legs instead of a horse?
Exactly.
That'd be fucking weird.
Hard to imagine because there aren't centaurs. But I think if they like figured out successful centaur human surgery to like make centaurs back to humans, it would be impossible to accept. Like, you know, it's weird, but because he had that giant horse's ass and like a big tail and everything,
I got used to
but it. I prefer you as a centaur. I think you made a mistake going with the human legs. Anyway, that's what I think happened. It was just weird. And then and this is not really part of any of that, but I ordered a extra beef patty because I'll, you know, not eat the bun, so I need the double beef. And I waited for like 10 minutes. She's like, oh yeah, we got to make they were still waiting on that. And then I got into my car and it was just a single beef patty. I was like, oh, what the fuck were you waiting?
Friendship.
How
over.
Was there a waiting time when they didn't get the thing that I don't know. It doesn't make any. That kind of blew my mind. I was like, I did wait 10 minutes for them to not put a second patty on there. What would they?
Sorry, we need to take time to make sure to not put the extra patty.
I don't. Does that make sense?
Where did the extra patty go? Because it
can your mind understand what I just said? I can't. I'm thinking about it right now. It doesn't.
You waited 10 minutes for not an extra patty.
what happened? I don't know. If I just got it really fast, I'd be like, oh, they forgot the patty or whatever.
Right, right.
Did they waited put it on 10 the minutes.
Wrong thing, maybe? Like somebody else got your patty. Cat got your patty.
Yeah. But I was just driving up thinking, like, how did that happen? They waited. Because there had to be a point where they're like, all right, the waiting time is over because we've.
You know? Why aren't you still waiting?
Yeah.
It never happened, so.
I know. How would they put it in the bag? Like, all right, the thing we just waited for is now here, so it's ready. I don't know. It makes no sense. I can't figure out how that happened.
No, I don't know. Anyway. Wow. Dude, I have something kind of related in a way now that I think about it, about tales of my New Orleans trip.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I don't know, that's a wet heat. It is true what they say. It's that humidity is pretty fucking awful. But still, I don't know how to reconcile. I'm sorry for the more weather talk, but like, it's the most miserable. Here, let me see if I can reconcile these facts. Sort of like reconciling the 10 minutes for the nothing that happened. It's the most possible miserable thing here in the summer. Like, it's maximum the worst. And whenever I go, so that's fact one. It's the fucking where the sun melts your goddamn car. Your car's just a puddle in the street that you have to reassemble every time. And then when I travel somewhere else that's, you know, humid and warm, and, you know, they always say, well, California, that's a dry heat, well, you know, whatever. Humid and warm, that's also the worst fucking thing in the world, and it might be worse, but also, this is the worst fucking thing in the world. Like, it's just, they're just both the fucking worst thing in the world, I guess. That's the answer. They're both the worst, even though, like, it's like two people each taller than the other. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, they're both, they're both worse than the other thing. But, you know, I don't know how to explain it other than that. They're both the worst.
They're both the worst, yeah.
But no, they're not tied, though. Like, they're both worse than each other. Maybe it's just I'm able to find the worst part of each thing. Maybe that's it. Like, I'm able, like, to experience new levels of misery either way. That's what it is. But anyway.
Yeah.
We're in Narlands, and I was sad nobody really said Narlands. I thought they would have. I didn't even get to hear very many accents now that I think about it. That's always disappointing, you know? I feel
they
like these
really weird accents.
These accents must only be in like the suburbs or in the, you know what I mean? Because like
I thought when you got to the swamp,
well, the whole fucking thing's a swamp.
Yeah, the whole like thing down in the actual swamp is where they have it.
Yeah. Well, we didn't end up going down into the actual swamp.
Oh.
But we did go to Cafe du Monde or whatever, which, you know, because I guess part of the whole New Orleans thing is the French Quarter. Like, I guess the French obviously must have controlled it forever. And so there's like a bunch of these old French buildings. It's pretty cool because it did really remind me of our Paris trip sometimes. It was neat. But this Café du Monde, apparently, okay, the good thing about New Orleans, which I really like, is that apparently stuff is open 24/7, like bars. Bars and shit like that is actually open 24/7. That's one of my favorite things in life. Like, there's nothing worse than like the one time you're able to do something fun. Like, picture you have friends over, you have something, and you're like, God, because this never happens. And I never feel like I rarely get to hang out with anybody or do anything fun. And then, like, you want to go somewhere, but it's closed. And then that's like the maximum depressing thing to me because it's like, oh, let's go do a fun thing, and then it's closed, and then you feel like it's a real rejection, like the world is saying, like, no, you shouldn't even be doing a fun thing now. So, like, that's depressing. So, I really enjoy when things are open forever. The other thing that's weird about New Orleans is it's like Sacramento. Did you know that? I didn't actually know that. Sacramento might actually have more people than New Orleans. Sacramento, I'm going to look it up right now. Especially post-Katrina. So that's the other thing. Everybody talks about Katrina there. Because why wouldn't you? Like, yeah okay. Pre-Katrina or post-Katrina. Because it fucking ruined everybody's lives. New Orleans population.
It's kind of weird how they named the hurricanes. Because then, like, if you're named Katrina and you live down there, you're just like, you just feel like shit.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Dude, New Orleans pre-Katrina was just about exactly what Sacramento population was. And post-Katrina, dude, it cut in half. Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's depressing.
Pre-Katrina. It was
yeah, that's fucking
a weird
Katrina.
Word.
Pre-Katrina.
New Orleans pre-Katrina.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one word. Pre-Katrina. Yeah. So it was at 455,000 in 2005, and then the next year was at 208,000, and it's kind of recovered.
Small.
It's recovered to 400,000. But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it is now smaller than Sacramento. I never would have guessed that. I don't know why, but I don't know. It's a city whose name I know that seems like an important place. Like, you hear about it a lot. Nobody hears about fucking Sacramento outside of California very much. You know, it doesn't seem
weird
like
things,
that.
Yeah, but Sacramento is like 900 miles long now.
Yeah.
Like, how do they even count all that? Is New Orleans
true.
Just like the like a San Francisco style smashed in all in one
yeah,
spot?
Maybe that's what it is. But even if you go there, it doesn't look like a big city. Like, it's just, it looks smaller.
Yeah.
It actually looks kind of similar to Sacramento. So
yeah.
Anyway, that blew my mind. So the thing I was going to mention, though, is one of the things we went to was Café du Monde, which is a pretty famous place. I'll type that in the Google machine. It's been open 24/7 since like 1862 or something. Like, it's been,
yeah,
well, I don't
awesome.
Know if it was 24/7 back then, but it is 24
yeah,
hours a day.
Yeah, they didn't have as many hours in a day back then.
Yeah. Oh, it closes on Christmas Day and on Hurricane Katrina. That's the only time it's... No, it says like it closes only on Christmas Day and on the day an occasional hurricane passes too close.
Well,
and
that's kind of bullshit because you should just be open every day forever. I mean, it
if
just
you're
doesn't
go
sound
that far.
As cool.
Yeah, that's true. Well, like, if you're going to be that, just fucking stay open on Christmas. Find some people who
yeah.
don't celebrate Christmas and just like, you guys work.
Yeah, because when you said
like
it had been open
guy.
That amount of time, I was just thinking like, wow, the lights have just never been turned off.
That's,
and like,
so this is exactly what I was going to talk about.
Yeah.
Because what is, okay, several interesting things about Café du Monde. They don't serve anything that's any good.
You serve your kind there. Yeah.
Some nothing coffee, like cafe au lait or whatever, which just means they pour a bunch of milk and then some coffee in a cup.
Yeah.
And it tastes fine. It's milky coffee and there's nothing wrong with it, but there's also no reason to go to it. You know what I mean? And they serve what are called, what the fuck? Oh, beignets or whatever, which
oh,
is,
yeah.
of course, because it's French, it's spelled like B-E-I-G-N-E-T-S, beignets. And what those are is nothing special in any way, shape, or form. So it serves two things that are nothing. But, like, that's what amazes me. It's the most mediocre thing in the world, and yet if you establish yourself as like, well, yeah, but we've been doing this nothing for 200 years. So, you know, or 150 years, I guess it is. So it's like, okay, well then, I guess if they've been doing that for 150 years, there must be some reason to go. And then you go... And it's like, oh, I just ate some nothing.
Yeah, that sounds boring.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's beignets are just like kind of a pastry with some powdered sugar, which isn't, you know, it's not as good as a donut or any other pastry. It's not anything you would want. Like, it tastes okay. You're like, okay, well, I had this and I had some coffee with a shitload of milk. So it's like, all right, it's fine.
Yeah, when in Rome.
Yeah, but isn't that funny? Like, you've just been there forever. It's nothing good. No one would ever say, like, oh, my God, you have to have the nothings that are at Café du Monde. It's just like, yeah, well, you could just go to it because a lot of people have.
Yeah. I'm sure there's tons of things like that you go to. Well,
yeah,
everywhere you go is not really worth
pretty
going.
Much. But if there was someplace like, okay, in Sacramento... I'm not a good person to talk to about things that like, oh, this, you must do this in Sacramento. But like, one thing we like to do on occasion is go to Rick's Dessert Diner.
Yeah.
Which I forget if I've talked about on here, but it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a fucking dessert diner and the desserts are awesome. Like, they're just really good. I'm not saying it's the best in the world because everything has to be the best in the world. Oh yeah. You get the best this in the earth. I'm not saying that, but they're really good. And there's a lot of different ones. And if you went there and got something, you'd be like, wow, this is really good, you know?
Yeah.
And it's crowded. It's not open 24/7, but it's open pretty late. And it's crowded. With this, it's like, what did I just do? Like, what? Oh, cool. I ate some powdered sugar bread with a mediocre milk coffee. Like, this is so fucking weird. But I guess it also, maybe another reason it's been so successful is you're open 24/7 and it's a place where a bunch of drunk people are. So, like, I guess if you're just drunk off your ass and then you want, you know, sounds good to have some sort of pastry and a coffee.
Yeah.
Maybe. But the thing that's, but what you said earlier was exactly what I was thinking was, this fucking dump is open 24/7. Not only that, yeah, you got to imagine this too. It's open 24/7 in the most humid fucking place below sea level. So everything there is grimy and disgusting and like moist and smelly. And, you know, like it's, God, and they, it's not like they ever empty it all out and clean it, you know, because it's open fucking forever. So the whole place just stinks. It's you worked in a restaurant. Anyone who's worked in a restaurant, which is probably like half of all humans, I for one will never forget the smell of rotting food in the kitchen back part of a restaurant.
It's like gross.
You can't get rid of it because it doesn't mean it's even that dirty of a restaurant. It's not like, oh, I worked at a bad place. It's like, no, you just, some shit falls behind something or under something or whatever. It's just you never clean it. It's never fully. No matter how much hosing down we would do, there's still the fucking smell of rotten food somewhere. It just permeates. It never goes away. Picture that plus a place that you can never actually clean that is under sea level. It's like 8 feet below sea level or something. So it's all grimy and moist and disgusting. You know, can you, dude, everything there is like corroded and weird.
Yeah.
It's such gross. A bizarre experience. Like all the houses, all the everything, because it's, you live in water. Like, you forget how damaging just being in water.
For nothing more damaging in the whole world than water.
Yeah. So anyway, that was my point is like, but like I had a good time. You know, I'm glad I went. It was an experience. There's a bajillion people there. I really liked their assembly line. It was pretty cool to see, you know, because they got.
Yeah, what are they assembling?
Yeah. It was, Model T. They got it all worked out. You know, these places, they've got 100 servers who come out and just serve your, they got the whole shit. It's cool. It's a cool thing to behold.
Oh, that's cool.
But yeah, that was my thinking. It was like, well, this is a grimy, disgusting, smelly, not good food place, but you know, it's fine. Everybody goes. So that's my story of Cafe du Monde.
I haven't heard of it before. I haven't really heard much about New Orleans at all. Well, I have one thing. You know how we always talk about, like, you go to somewhere and you see someone doing a job and you're just like, I can't even, there's no way that someone could do that job.
Right.
The ultimate most one, I may have said this before, but I don't care. I'm going to say it again because a couple weeks ago we went to a little city fair festival thing and they had the same, you know, the rides that they have at our fair, the frog jump. And just looking at those carnival worker guys, the carnies, it's not possible that someone could do that job.
Yeah.
It's impossible. I don't understand. The guys I saw, they have the classic, like, alcoholic everything.
Yeah.
Their faces are, like, super red and swollen. And
ugh.
They're just like, I don't understand how you could do that. There has to be something else that they could do. There should be nobody working at carnivals. It should just be outlawed. It's just like until we get robots that can do that, then just shut it all down. I couldn't even enjoy what would otherwise be really unenjoyable anyway, which is any stupid fucking ride. God, have you gone on a ride lately?
Nah, I went on some roller coasters at, shit, what was it? Just some, it's nothing's called the same thing it was when we were little. It's not like Great America or whatever. It's some. Six Flags something. I don't know.
Oh, really? When?
Yeah. I don't know. A year or two ago with my friend who is into that. So we went and it was fun.
Yeah, that's okay. Like the bigger ones, I guess. That's,
yeah.
But the like regional, what, you know, they're like on a, I guess we talked about this before, but when I was little, I just figured like the fair was like, they just built all those things for us that day and then just like, put them somewhere and brought them back out the next year. Like I did, it's like a traveling thing. That's like always happening.
Right.
That just never ends. Yeah. You know, the guy's sitting there And then he just like said, you know, put your arms, whatever. Right.
Every day, every week.
All day, every day. And it's 100 Forever. Degrees. And they just, that's impossible. There's no way that, of all the discuss, like going into the moon and stuff, that's not as impressive as somebody could do that job.
Yeah.
Every day, all day, forever. Like, it's just, it blows my mind. I don't know if they're just, like, they're kind of happy, like if they were happy doing that. Not happy, but, you know, like,
can't imagine
they're not miserable.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Whatever. Yeah, that is amazing. Like, because I guess you'd have to be to keep doing it. Can't you get a, like,
any other
car
job?
Wash?
Yeah, it's a bunch of shouty, stupid kids barfing, like, in the heat. You get that. Talk about Farmer's Town. That's a fucking Farmer's Town.
Yeah, that's ultimate Farmer's Town. Yeah.
I'd rather be a farmer, though. Like,
just
be a farmer then. Are there
farmer
jobs?
It's almost like we'll find out that they're enslaved. Like, it'll just come out that, like,
it could be.
Yeah, no one ever volunteered to do any of that. They're just slaves.
Dude, if you had, like, okay, you've been sentenced or something to hard labor, would you rather do that or just be a farm worker?
Yeah.
I think I would rather just, I mean, farm worker is pretty fucking miserable, but at least you can feel like, well, I'm picking food, things, something.
Yeah, that's a good point. What are they even doing?
Nothing. Like
what is the guy who, I mean, I'm not trying to pile on the carny, but like,
yeah,
what is the upside at all? Like, they're not making, maybe they make a shitload of money?
Oh,
no, there's no way.
What? Okay. Oh, I got a potential upside. What if it's this? What if it's one of those things where it's like, there's a season and you do it nonstop for like 6 months and then you get the rest of the year off or something. What
that's
that?
True. They probably can't do it in the rainy season around or snow or anything.
So maybe that's what it is.
They better be making a shitload of money.
Yeah.
Like 500 grand a year.
Yeah. When you see them not at their working their post, they're like dressed all nice and driving nice cars. 500 grand a year.
Yeah. I don't think I would do it for 500 grand a year. I'm not even joking. I don't think I would do it.
No, me neither.
$500,000. I mean, if it was 3 months, then yes. But if it was like a real full-time 12, you know, months a year, 2 weeks
I do. Yeah, pretty much anything 3 months a year and then get the rest of the time off. I'd do most any job.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty awesome.
But like, crab fishing or like any of those jobs.
Yeah, at least you might die. There's
oil,
some upside.
Oil mining or whatever they do.
Digging, pickaxe for oil.
What is it called? Oil farming.
Shoveling
oil rigging.
For oiling. Oil.
Oiling.
Yeah. Drilling for oil, I guess.
Yeah. Or, you know, like the ones out on the ocean that do the big, everyone dies.
Yeah, I'm not sure what everybody does out there. Is it just like, I think it's mainly using monkey wrenches on pipes. Like they, but wouldn't you think like once you got all the pipes wrenched, then it's just should be good. Right?
Yeah. Are they just constantly breaking all the time?
It must be. They're just monkeying around. Like just. Monkey
just
wrenching,
turning screws, just constant nut and screw.
I'm pretty sure they got a lot of people on those fucking oil rigs.
Yeah, and they make a lot. Those people make a lot.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
I really want to know how much those people make because there's no way we should go liberate all.
I'm gonna try to liberate them. Yeah.
Yeah.
How much do carnies?
I should go up and be like, so, are you shackled? Is something? Where's the shackle? Like, where? I don't see it. Where? Just tell me where.
Dude, there's a Quora.com question. How much does a carny make?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's pretty funny. Oh, I am a former carny. Ask me anything.
Oh, yeah, that'd be
That's good. From 2013. I think people are still asking him stuff.
Yeah. Wow.
2013, but is that before the great carny crash? Was this like peak? I don't know. Crescent City Amusement out of Louisiana and McDaniel Brothers in New Jersey. I was a ride jock, meaning my job was to set up, run, and move the rides from town to town. Ugh. I know just about every ride there is, but the ones I was in charge of specifically were the Quasar Tilt-A-Whirl, Gravitron, and the Star Trooper. Oh, dude, do you think there's a hierarchy? There's got to be. Everybody's like itching for the sweet. They're gunning for the Gravitron spot. Like,
yeah, but people throw up on those. So then would that be like the shitty starting? No, I think the Ferris wheel is like the top because you don't
think so.
There's nothing ever happens.
Yeah, but it's also outside. Like there's a few rides where you're kind of sitting in a control thing that's in the shade, you know? That's got to be a part of it. I mean, maybe they got shade everywhere, but I do feel like they're like the the Ferris wheel's got, I don't know. That seems like kind of a shitty one because you got to help the people in. You're standing out there. They're probably hawking loogies on you.
Yeah,
definitely.
It's all the worst.
Yeah.
It's kind of like your heat thing earlier. That's all. Yeah. Everything is the worst.
No, but you know there's definitely a hierarchy, though. Like, they, whatever the hierarchy is, they're like, you know, you put in your time, you know, you pay your dues, then you'll be on the tilt-a-whirl eventually. You'll be sitting on that suite.
The worst I felt is when my son fell for, like, the carny trying to get him to play the stupid fucking games. Jesus. Oh, God. Those games are so fucking stupid. How has no one invented, like, just throw a ball in a fish tank thing? That, we're still doing that. That started, like, oh, I don't know when it started. Probably, like, the 1910s. No, before that, probably. But, like, it was a thing in the 80s, and it's still, if you go to those stupid things, it's the same. Like, there's balloons with the darts that you throw, and then there's the throwing a ping pong ball in a fish tank, and then you win a fish. Like, so fucking dumb. Can't there be... I have to come up with better stuff.
I did that shit and I won like 40 fish. And then mom was like, what? Yeah, we can't have that many fish.
And there's always like the posters that say like something assets and it's like a girl's ass, you know, something like one of there's like the, you know, it's like swimsuit type things for 13-year-old boys. They're trying to win like those little, those glass things that are like, etched
glass things. Okay, here's the important question though.
Oh yeah.
So 5 years ago someone asked him, how was the money working as a carny? He said, pretty good as a jointy. What fuck is that? A jointy, that might be the games and stuff or something. As a jointy, you're paid on commission, so you try to get people to play those games. Maybe. But as a ride jock, what I did, you're paid a flat amount weekly. Starting out, you might get $300 a week.
Oh,
the more rides
God.
You know, the better you are, the longer you've been a carny, the more you'll get paid, and you get that sweet Gravitron post. No. A lot of the pay is more about how much money you save. On the road, you don't have to pay rent, utilities, gas, insurance.
You don't have a house. Yeah. You know, clothes.
You don't have to worry about it getting married or having a family.
Yeah.
Having anyone love you.
$300 a week. When is that's nothing. That's like $15,000 a year.
Yeah. The fuck?
I guess, so you work a whole year and then you could save like $10,000 because you didn't.
I mean, well, I guess there's possible. Maybe worse things somewhere.
No, there's not. That's what I'm saying. There's nothing worse than that. I would rather be just think of any job, like any real job that's like a real, like you have to go for an interview and, you know, I can't even think of anything worse than that.
Yeah.
I'd rather be a garbage man easily. I think they make pretty good money. Plus, you get to ride on the back of the thing and hold the bar, you know, the pole on the side of the truck and stuff.
Ugh.
I don't know. That's impossible. No one could ever do that job. I think all they do is, it just sucks, but I think they're just alcoholic. Like, they just work all day and then they buy as much alcohol with whatever
alcohol
they've made
and
then do it over and over again. It's weird.
Yeah, that sucks. Well, we're just bumming everybody out. Dude, I got a last one to go out on, I guess, because you're out of time.
Yeah, that's all I got. After I went to the fair, I just have there's no, nothing
You stopped
left.
Writing anything
It's
going
to take me a while to recover, yeah.
Yeah. Are you, do you need to go now? It's 3:00. So.
I probably got 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. Here's one, final one. So I tried to bring something up the other day, and I'm totally blanking on which group of friends I was with. I don't, because I traveled a lot in the last few months. I don't remember. But I tried to bring up the fact that, okay, so Lydia, Lydia's still nursing Phoebe. At a certain point, Phoebe has fucking teeth now. And Phoebe bit Lydia while she was nursing, which sounds awful. Obviously sounds terrible. And Lydia has told the story and she's like, I was crying or whatever. And so I don't know, at a certain point in hearing the story, I was thinking, and we were with some guy friends or something. God, who was it? I can't remember. But I just brought up, I was like, this is not to like say anything about Lydia or whatever, but I just don't know when it happened, but at some point in when I was 12, 13, whatever, the connection between pain and crying went away. That doesn't exist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I could get my leg chopped off right now and I would, it would suck. I'd be yelling, but there'd be no tears. Like that doesn't, I don't know. And I assumed, I was, cause I was just mentioning that, like I assumed that my two dude friends were going to be like, yeah, it must just be, you know, whatever, girl thing or something.
Yeah.
And they weren't. Both of them were like, no, if you broke your leg, you'd be crying. I was like, nah. No, what the fuck are you talking about? And they weren't even believing me. I was like, no, I don't. That brain connection doesn't exist. And I'm not. And by the way, I want to make 100,000% clear. I'll cry at a fucking Pixar movie. Like, I'm not bashing crying. I cry all the time, especially since
crying right now.
I'm crying this minute. There's the carny. A single tear went down as we talked about the pain experienced by Carney. I am not bashing crying. I'm not being one of those, oh, tough guy, don't cry. No, I cry yeah. fucking all the time. That's not it. But I have not since maybe, I don't even know I can remember the last time, but since I was a kid, getting hurt doesn't result in crying. Like at some point, maybe when I was in high school, maybe I could have been later. I don't know. I feel like it was in high school. The pain to tears thing doesn't exist for me. So I don't, and I thought that was going to be something that the other dudes would be like, yeah, maybe it's, and maybe it is like a result of like men in our culture having to something, I don't know, maybe, or maybe just doing sports, but one way or the other, I didn't even suggest like it was a thing that they wouldn't agree with. I was just like, yeah, you know, for her, you know, she still cries with, you know, or something, or she cries when something hurts. But for me, I just, yeah, I don't have that. And they're like, nah, dude, if you broke your leg, you would be crying. If your leg got, you know, hit with something, or, you know, and I was just like, what the fuck are you talking about? I've broken things in hockey several times. It doesn't, there's no crying. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, no, there's no way. I can't imagine a guy like doing, yeah, getting hurt and cry. It doesn't even make sense for me to think of someone else doing that, really. You know, like an adult, like a man.
Yeah, it doesn't even make sense, honestly, for me to think of a woman doing it either. It doesn't make sense to me because it's not a brain connection that I have anymore, well, I guess.
Yeah, cry. Yeah, it's hard to explain, I guess. But like when you hurt yourself, it's not sad. It's more like yeah. I'm more pissed off.
Yeah, I'm mad. Hurt. I'm like, fucking God.
Like when I
damn
broke
it.
My ankle last week, I was like, why would I do that? Why would I just break my fucking ankle? And I just get pissed
exactly.
off.
Exactly. Exactly.
But God, I had the pain I had when I completely shattered and dislocated and lost my ankle. I remember that because it was only a couple weeks ago. was like an intense, like kind of like when you like insane diarrhea where you're not really able to cry because you're just going like, oh my, I can't even do anything. It hurts so bad. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? You're in a state of like, I'm trying to endure this pain until it doesn't feel like this. It's not. You're not able to go like, oh, I'm going to cry now. Like, I mean, I guess that's what happens maybe is it's too overwhelming.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, whatever. If people have that, if that's how other people's brains work, there's no judgment related.
No,
I don't care one way or the other. Like, I don't care, but I thought I was describing the color of the sky. Like, I thought it was like, yeah, you just don't, you know, crying has no relation
to pain.
Yeah, that's surprising. Like, as a kid, yeah, you fall, you bump your knee and, boo-hoo, and your mom, you know, like, yeah. But as an adult, it's who, what are you crying? That's kind of my thought too, is like, what does the crying do? I feel like crying as a kid, you're like kind of alerting your parents or your, someone's going to come fix something for you. Maybe, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's also just a last resort of like, I don't know what to do. Like yeah. I go right to the crying. Yeah. As a kid, as a crying mechanism is like, I'm just scared or like, I don't know what to do. But as an adult, when you kind of know what you're going to like.
Yeah, what you're gonna do is sit there and be fucking miserable because you shattered your ankle for no reason.
Yeah, and then
there's nothing.
It goes away pretty quickly. Like it doesn't hurt that bad.
Yeah,
it's maybe like 20 minutes that you're like, "Fuck, this really hurts," and then it just stops. I mean, it hurts, but not like to the point of being.
And I want to make 1,000,000% clear. I might be a complete fucking wuss when it comes to pain. I don't even know. I'm not doing a tough guy thing. I'm not doing a whatever. I might have a really low pain tolerance, but I simply do not have an impulse to cry when something hurts. I don't understand it. I have no fucking understanding of how that's not everybody, but whatever. Yeah. If it's not, then whatever, it's not, but. It was just so fucking bizarre. They weren't backing me up on the story.
That's
I was
weird.
Like, would you cry right now? You got hurt? Like,
yeah,
what?
<that's> weird.
What are you talking about? Oh, it's bizarre.
I can't imagine it.
So when you're giving us your tip invariants, which I'm hopefully you've typed those up by now, you know, you've put your tipping rules in a binder for us to go over. Also, let me know if you would cry if something hurt, because I don't get it. Don't get it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's our show. Thanks so much. Sorry I was late. We'll get our scheduling together at some point, but we'll, whatever. Who cares? We'll get it to you. We'll get it to you somewhat weekly. That's what'll happen.
Show sucks.
Right. See you guys next week.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.